Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Could you think of a scenario where you're looking at your daughter and you can clearly see that she's pregnant, but she's telling you she's not, and maybe she's not lying? Because I could not. Before I heard this story. So I know someone who went home. She's a mom. She lives with her daughter and her mother. So grandma. They all stay in the same home. She went home and she was looking at her daughter and she realized that her stomach looked like she might have been pregnant. Mm-hmm. So at first she thought she was tripping. So she went on about her business. But then when she saw her again, she's like, something's not right.
Sure, so, she didn't eat too much cheese.
Didn't know. So she asked, let me see your stomach.
That's a lot of cheese.
Well, how pregnant are we talking about here? Because obviously she knows what a woman would look like pregnant because she herself has been pregnant.
I'm getting there. So she said she looked at the stomach, and in her mind, she felt like, as a woman who's clearly been pregnant before, she about 3 months pregnant.
So that's a little poochy pooch? No?
I mean, I barely had anything.
Well, she did. So she rubs the stomach, and she said when you rub a pregnant belly, it's hard. So as a mom, like, she kind of knows what it feels like. It didn't really feel like a soft belly. It felt hard. So then she went to her mom to try to get some a second opinion. And grandma said, that girl pregnant. So they sat her down.
If grandma says it, it's fact.
Right? So they sat her down, and the daughter is like, I don't know what y'all are talking about. I get the stomach thing that's going on with me, but I promise you I'm not pregnant. So then the mom has this long talk about, you know, whatever is going on in life, you can tell me. You don't have to lie to us. You don't have to hide it. You don't have to be ashamed or embarrassed. It's fine. Just tell us what's going on. And she's like, Mom, nothing is going on. I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm not pregnant. So she says, okay, well, tomorrow we're going to the doctor and we're going to get to the bottom of this, because if me and your grandmother think you're pregnant, I mean, you're sitting here saying that that's not possible, then obviously something is not right.
Is she an adult? Is she of age?
Well, she's 16.
Okay.
Okay, so no. Did they have to go to the doctor? Can't you just pee on a strip or all that? Did they have to go?
I wouldn't know.
Okay.
No, you can. I mean, yes, you can. You can take an at-home test, or you can be 100% official and go to the doctor.
Well, I mean, if she's saying that she's not pregnant, and if there's no way for her to be pregnant, then I guess as a parent, I would think, okay, there's something else going on. Maybe you have a cyst, or maybe you have some kind of like tumor growing on you because it could be something else that makes her look pregnant. If she is being honest and saying there's genuinely no way for this to be possible.
Well, those are two different things. Did she say it's not possible for me to be pregnant, or did she just say, I know I'm not pregnant?
She said it's not possible for me to be pregnant.
So she's saying I'm not having sex.
Exactly that. That's what she's alluding to. So then mom is like, all right, well, she is convinced. I mean, completely convinced. Grandma is convinced. They feel like the daughter is lying. They take the daughter to the doctor. Interestingly enough, from the doctor just looking at first before they did all of the testing, thought she was pregnant too. Doctor's like, yeah, like that would be my guess. So I guess that's how pregnant she looks. That's how pregnant the stomach feels and everything.
Okay.
So they do the test, whatever test it is they do. I'm not exactly sure what they do. And they're waiting for the results. The doctor comes out and tells them both, I have good news. Your daughter is actually not pregnant. She has not been lying to you.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously they're like, what is it? After the test, they found out she had severe constipation.
I knew it! I told you it was too much much cheese. Whoa. Nobody listen to me.
Why wouldn't I? Oh.
Your belly's descended and it's hard.
Uh-huh. This is a thing?
Yes. Yeah.
I'll always be looking 3 months pregnant when I either ate a little too much, yes, if something's not working right.
Three
and you
kind of
look in the mirror and you're like,
oh, yep, yes, I can do a cradle. If I am like that bloated, I can absolutely cradle my stomach if I'm constipated.
You got the wrong pants on and they're like a little bit too tight, so they kind of squeeze you. My mom, at one point, I remember in college, I will never forget this. I was visiting home for a little bit and I was driving back to Gainesville. And before I left, she looked at my leggings and she goes, are those maternity pants? Never recovered.
How long do you stay constipated in that state? Isn't it just like, I mean, you wake up the next morning and stomach's flat again or whatever it is?
No, silly man. Silly man.
I got super into Slim Fast in high school. Don't ask me why. As a teenager, I was allowed to drink Slim Fast for two meals a day, but it bunged me up so bad. I was in such pain during my calculus final that I got a C on it, on my final, which for that, that's a big deal for me, okay? Oh, yes, that is a gasp. I couldn't walk down the stairs without being in intense pain.
Damn.
And as a teenager, you don't always want to go to your parents about stuff like that because you feel embarrassed, you know, or like you've done something wrong. So I could see her letting it go on and on, thinking it's going to resolve itself at any point in time, and it doesn't.
How long can your stomach stay like that?
Oh, weeks. Until you relieve
weeks.
It.
Weeks? Come on, dude, man.
Until you can relieve it, however long you're constipated is how long your stomach's going to look like that.
But then still sometimes it kind of stays distended, like you think the worst is over, but you're still like, there's a phantom pooch. It's still there. I'd probably say like 10 days. 10 days.
10 days? When I felt like if I make a decision on cheese, like I'm having that pizza, mm-hmm, I know it's going to hurt, and I get that bloated feeling, it's gone in the morning.
That's different. Bloating and constipation, two separate things. You can have bloating from like excess sodium and things of that nature, or you ate something that affected your stomach. But when you are constipated and you have a backup of the poo, you're until you can release the demons, which can take days up to a week, your stomach is going to look like that.
It's like physically, it's the poop pushing it out. Yeah. It's a poop pooch.
Well, this is neat. Okay, well, she's not pregnant.
If I was her, though, I'd be pissed at my mama.
For not believing. Leaving you,
yes,
right? Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I mean, mom said, like, she was convinced. Just cheese.
Just a poo, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, The Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August is finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.